Hi, this is Kurt Sutter. Welcome to the commentary for the season finale of Sons of Anarchy, of season one, episode 112, The Revelator. I'm joined by several friends.
Kim Coates, I play Tig.
Ron Perlman, Clay.
Tommy Flanagan, Chibs.
Theo Rossi, Juice.
Johnny Lewis, Halfsack.
Ryan Hurst, Opie.
Charlie Hunnam, Jax.
The Lucking, Piney.
Mark Boone Jr., Bobby.
We've officially, I think, put the most actors in a room for a commentary, and this is either going to be brilliant or really not. So I'll begin. I was, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted all these guys here in the room is one of the things that was I was thrilled with as our show progressed was the fact that you guys all really became, a club, except for Theo. you guys really bonded. You guys
but
really.
But Theo had a club foot.
A cleft palate.
And I don't know. I just thought it for some reason it might be interesting to have all you guys in a room talking about
wrong.
The episode.
Wrong.
And this is a special episode for me, obviously coming to the close of the season and having the opportunity to direct it as well, and a little bittersweet in that it was a somewhat intense and sad episode, but I had a blast directing you guys. You guys should just sort of weigh in as we walk through this.
I'd like to wait.
The obligatory shot of the sad children. Maybe Charlie and Ryan, just a little bit about what was going on. That Opie Jax relationship. Was a really sort of pivotal arc in that first season.
Yeah, but check out that beard.
The biggest gnome in the world.
Isn't he the guy from Travelocity?
Yeah.
Let's hear about your guys' really wonderful relationship together, Ryan.
Ryan? I don't know. When I got to the end here, I just felt really lucky that I actually lived. Because the way that I was told early on that I was going to get killed off, and then it all changed. So I just thought that the twist, for the final episode was phenomenal.
That was initially our plan. I had always envisioned Opie as being sort of a one-season character, and really the relationship that you just saw play out in that scene with Jax and Opie, Opie became such a pivotal character. I think a lot of the pathos and a lot of the heart of the show, and that's really a credit to Ryan and the rest of the cast that changed our mind, Sprague was just really getting on my nerves.
Whack him.
No, that was the original intent, I think it was like episode 7 or 8, we really, got a sense of maybe I'm doing something differently, and as a lot of times when those things I think come from a good creative place, they end up being the better choice all the way around, or that's my experience anyhow.
Thank you very much for keeping me.
Regretting it now, but
yeah.
So we're gonna play Truth or Dare, or
mm-hmm. Yeah, you go first.
Well, there's Ronnie Perlman.
I've already lost. That's why I'm here.
This is Ron. This is Ron Sadsing.
What's wrong with you, Perlman?
I feel it here.
Just, I don't know.
You got allergies or something?
I was thinking about the NASDAQ during that scene.
I just noticed in that scene, Ron's beard photographs, his mustache photographs a lot more impressive than it looks in real life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, in general, he photographs a lot more impressive.
But that's because the camera puts on 10 pounds.
Oh, you have a mustache. Oh, you have your munchies in there.
Look at that handsome devil. Who is
that guy? What's the story you tell about him?
Oh, Dayton. I gotta be honest. I don't even know how he makes it to set sometimes. I mean, he literally is on his last leg.
He's like 95,000 years old. He's like a dinosaur.
No, he's such a great guy.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
We just don't know if he'll make it. And he sings.
Dayton constantly reminds me that people with cancer can live with for years.
He's just angry.
Go fuck yourself. It's his favorite line.
Go bury us all.
Yeah. He's
never gonna retire though, right?
No. Well, I don't know if he's gonna retire. I don't think we're gonna play out the ugly cancer story to its ultimate end. But I was such a fan of Dayton's on Deadwood. His Charlie Utter character on Deadwood. I think that's the first time I really had. I know he's been around a long time, but that was the first time I actually saw his work. And we actually initially we were going to bring him in for Darby, and felt that he probably had a little bit too much vulnerability and pathos to play Darby. And then when this character kind of evolved, he was sort of the perfect choice for that, and a great balance off of Taylor.
Beefcake.
Yeah.
Even though Dayton used to be a male model for a long time,
he was a hand
for
model. He did hand jobs. He's also, on a serious note, an accomplished screenwriter. Had movies produced that he wrote.
Frankie the Fly.
What are you fucking saying, Promo?
I read. Unlike people in this room.
Accomplished. Wow.
Well, I think when you get a movie produced, that's an accomplishment.
You okay? I fucking hear you. It's interesting. I just was watching our preview of the new opening credits for season 2, which will have three new names.
Oh.
Ryan Hurst, Theo Rossi, and Bill Lucking.
That's right. Oh. Time.
And it's weird, your graphic, you're going down on somebody.
That's exactly what I want.
I don't know why.
That's perfect.
I'm hoping it's
half sack.
It's just what they chose.
Mitch Pileggi.
Wow.
Mitch would enjoy that.
Oh, disturbing on every level.
There's the beautiful Joey Mateo. Okay? I can't get him to stop. Who I think we're gonna bring back.
On her way.
It was fun to get Drea back. She did such a great job on the pilot, and when we sort of came up with this arc for her at the end of the season, it was great to sort of see her come back and clean her up a little bit.
Come on. That's a real baby right there.
It's a real baby. You know, it's weird that's how you get twins for babies?
Yeah.
And we brought the same twins back for season 2, and like one of them is now 70 pounds heavier than the other one.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
How long ago did we finish?
Because the mom came in and was like, it was so apparent, like she was trying to hide the fact, and she was like pulling a hat over the other one.
She ate the other baby.
That's a study in Darwinism, isn't it? It's survival of the fittest.
And
only one of those twins is going to make it.
Parents made a lot of money on this.
Oh, man.
Did you say 70?
Well, that's an exaggeration.
I mean, a little hyperbole.
It was so noticeable. And the fact that she was like, oh, look, they're like the twins. And you know, one of them was like smoking and riding a bike already.
The other kids. I'm not ready to work, Ma.
Oh.
Together sometime.
I mean, when he picks a kid up with the ankle, it's a bit wrong.
That was the other team.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm going to make this work, Jax.
Your head does clean up well, doesn't
she? Yeah, she's
great,
man.
Whoa.
She really does.
Whoa.
Jesus. Oh,
sorry. You know, it's interesting. These chapel scenes were ended up being, you know, they're more or less scenes where we can get at exposition and stuff. And but they, for me, they became some of my favorite scenes in all the episodes, just, you know, seeing you guys around the table like this. And I don't know, it's really interesting. The energy really shifts when you guys get onto that set, you know, when you sit around that table.
Yeah. This particular one, I remember being eerily somber. This was just, there are times we're in there and we're having so much fun.
I was the one that pushed for that deal with the Mayans. I knew there was going to be some kind of...
Kim Coates, pain in the ass, but welcome back, Kim.
Yeah. I actually, you know, it's real good cinematography, real good lighting by Paul Maybaum, because this chapel stuff is a completely different mood than anything else. You know, it's like a set piece. And then all of the directors who come in have the same guys configured in the exact same seats,
mm-hmm.
and feel like they have to outdo themselves or outdo each other in how to cover, you know, how to, what shots to make. Sometimes they're through somebody's armpit or, you know,
mm-hmm.
the crotch shot or whatever. It's like, but it's, don't you tell me what I'm, it's interesting because we're in there at least once, probably twice or three times in certain episodes.
Yeah, I think it's, I think,
Bill,
go on, Bill. Sorry. Ryan looks just like acting, doesn't it? Jesus.
Just to say, Bill was fantastic.
I thought you were great in this bit, Bill. That was the only bit he did good. But
I think the interesting thing about the guy that I play is that he was originally designed as a kind of an underweight guy in his early 70s, and all I got to the part was the early 70s. The underweight part never got there, and I'm struggling with that aspect of my life. Hopefully we'll arrive, you know, and get a pair of glasses that fit and a few other things.
And a
helmet that fits.
I just love it. And a bike. They need it.
It looks like an NBA basketball in a cooking pot.
Look like a gay stormtrooper.
And if you notice it,
thank you, son. That's kind of redundant, isn't it? A very gay stormtrooper.
Not just your average.
But Piney wasn't originally supposed to be Opie's dad, correct?
No, but I remember watching the two of you guys, I think when we shot the original pilot, and there was resemblance, and there was just, the energy was kind of there, I went back and wrote that in. It's, you know, it was just sort of a really fun arc to play out, and still is, you know.
So I'm still his dad.
You're still his dad.
Oh,
not in season three, if we, God willing. God willing, we ever get there.
That's a lovely pair of shoes Maggie's wearing there.
You're his mom in that season, but we'll get to that.
Bill, you're much better looking than Ryan.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah,
I agree.
Look at Maggie's shoes. They're lovely. Aren't they? Come to bed, baby.
That's good, because that's what I wanted people looking at in this scene.
Oh, yeah.
that was my directorial note. In fact, Paul put a special light on them.
Yeah, he's seen it.
Okay.
I've just ruined it now. She's sitting there crying her eyes out. Yeah. Everybody's thinking about her shoes. Some Saran wrap shoes.
This is a tough room, man.
Mm.
This was quite the funny episode, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is full of humor. This is just, yeah.
Sleep?
I'm more scared now than I ever was. I'm scared of getting caught.
Well, Charlie, you think I'm actually going to see anything during this commentary? You're just going to sit there and have a sleep?
No.
Something eat, Charlie. I'm not. I think he's going to sleep.
I ate a big lunch.
Yeah.
I'm digesting.
It's 12:30.
It's, you know, this is, you know, these are the scenes I like. I mean, not just for the emotionality of it, but it's these scenes where you can kind of eke out a little bit of history at a time.
You right.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, you got a sense of history repeating itself a little bit here.
I called Chicago Presbyterian today, and they said they'd take me back, and I think it's the best
And this was the one that you directed, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you get tired of it? Running?
I'm not running. I'm just being realistic, Jack.
Call it whatever.
It's interesting coming into the process after spending so much time on, you know, I mean, I have the advantage of sitting in post on 12 other episodes and really knowing what works and what doesn't work. You know, Paul is such great at setting the shots that it was really great for me to come in and just, you know, really to be able to focus on the acting and what you guys were doing.
You want to know how many women I've slept with over the last 10 years?
Don't do that.
Hundreds. Maybe more. I don't know. I barely see their faces. I married Wendy because I was lonely. Because I got tired of the endless disconnect. It was just a sad time out.
This is the end of the shoot when I need a lot of craft service.
Always look at the way when you shoot up your nose.
Yeah. Little
How
chubby.
How many chins that guy got?
Thanks, Kurt.
Yeah, I do what I can, man.
You should see that angle on me. That is horrifying. Oh. Right up both nostrils, babe.
That's when they use the two cameras to
yeah.
do that.
Just going up there.
Yeah. Let's see. Take care, Doc.
Yeah, I should have realized that all this stuff is way too intense to actually talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I thinking?
It's almost like I don't even want to look at the screen and just talk to everybody because this is emotional. Hey,
could you all be quiet? I'm trying to catch up on it. You know, I wasn't around for all this. You know?
Boone never read any of the scripts.
Boone hasn't seen any of this yet.
This is...
Boone was in jail.
That's the bullet that I wear around my neck. Drea had worn that in the initial pilot, so when we went back to reshoot it, I took that opportunity, the break, and got the matching bullet. So I thought it was really great.
That. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, so she wears it for her baby, because her son is called Shooter.
Right, I
guess the kid's called Bullet or something. I don't know.
She had diamonds on her?
Her husband.
No, her husband's
yeah.
called
Shooter.
Yeah.
Her husband's called Shooter.
She have diamonds on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's exactly the same bullet.
And doesn't he have the same one?
He has the same one, and I asked her if it would be okay to jack her style, and she said no, but I did it anyway. There's a really great guy that had helped me a lot during researching this role, and lived this lifestyle as a real outlaw, and I based my entire aesthetic on him, and you know, he really taught me a lot about what, you know, how a young guy conducts himself in this world and all of that kind of stuff, and was tragically the victim of you know, a road rage shooting and died as a result of the fire that he took. And so I always, you know, I kind of wore this bullet as a tribute to him.
How old was he again?
He was 23.
Wow.
Yeah. He's an amazing guy. Mm. Amazing guy.
An outlaw at birth, kind of a
guy,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, they don't really make too many guys like him anymore. And I catch a lot of flack from people I hear, you know, from bikers and stuff that, you know, for wearing white sneaks and, you know, baggier jeans and stuff like that, which, you know, I just smile because all of the guys in this part of the world where we're shooting the show all dress exactly. Everyone under 30 wears baggy jeans and white sneaks. And
well, you know, the thing I try to explain to people that it's you know, these guys spend so much time on bikes that they you know, they're as comfortable as they possibly can be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is why the bikes have the modifications. It's why they have the fairings.
Right.
And, you know, one of our TAs, you know, drove down from Oakland to come to the to be in this episode.
Right.
And was, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours on the road.
Sure.
And was in
White Snakes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's also the young guys, what I've learned is the young guys, it's a totally different thing than the older guys. They pick up a lot of what young, you know, the younger generation's doing now. It's not the leather and the, you know, the leather pants and the, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah, no, there's a little more,
it's more
urban
the bag,
feel.
Yeah, an urban
particularly,
feel
you know, with the, you know, some of the outlaws that I had spent time with, there was, you know, a crossover into that, you know, kind of urban world. Just like we, you know, interact a lot with the Niners, you know, there were other friend clubs that they'd associate with.
Right,
that
right.
were, you know, predominantly black motorcycle clubs. Right. So,
do a lot of the young guys.
So, all you haters, suck it.
Do all the young guys still use the old timers vernacular? Do they call them old ladies and stuff? That's what I wonder.
You know, a lot of that's pretty still, as far as I know, pervasive, but I would imagine, you know. I've not spent as much time with the younger guys as Charlie did, so I'm not sure, you know. I'm sure the word bitch is used a lot. I'm assuming, but that vernacular has lasted a long time,
yeah.
man. You know, it really has.
Smiley face Taz is for dead witness.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
I think we definitely, one thing we do is the show, there's a huge difference between the young and the older guys. You can different, mm-hmm. I mean, just the style, the talking, everything's
yeah.
very different.
Yeah.
And
where are you drawing really? That line?
Yeah. I draw the line?
Yeah. Where?
Way before you.
How old are you?
Yeah.
Where
are
you? Yeah. Guys
yeah. Take your age at minus 20 and then,
yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, 25. You can tell the prospect there in that scene was wearing, you know, like... really sort of retro Ray-Bans?
Yeah, well, I like the idea of him sort of being Americana.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sort of a throwback to something that maybe doesn't exist as much anymore.
In the old days, when something should have up.
I just twitch as much as I can. Just...
Johnny Ray.
Just getting paid. Just getting paid.
In the old days, it wasn't one of the traditions that, like, when they patched in a prospect to, like, dump a big bucket of shit on him that everybody
that's
in the club
good idea.
Would shit
Wait,
on
that's
him.
Not, that's not real anymore,
Johnny
though.
Off.
Now they just give him a lot of women.
Oh, that's
not true. Back to the bucket of shit.
Money.
It's a lot more humane time nowadays. Just hang out here for a bit.
I love this scene.
Thanks
Look
for
at that
Johnny.
Jawline.
That steely blue gaze.
Yeah. Yeah. Bringing in the ladies.
This had to be fun for you, Bill, to sort of, you know, kind of go rogue here a little bit, you know?
I've been waiting for 12 episodes to hit somebody with that damn bottle.
every episode, Bill's like, can I hit the guy with the bottle? Yeah.
It's like carrying a dead baby on your back. It's
a lovely analogy.
Yeah, lovely. That girl really was.
That's it.
That was a great little moment.
Yeah. Johnny, rubbing elbows with the brothers and the sisters.
Yeah. She really was angry, by the way. That wasn't acting.
Love that sound effect.
Bing,
bing.
And look how calm he is, too. You gotta love that.
Funnily enough, Bill does his own sound effects.
The ding was hard to come by, but I
remember this being an extremely hot,
yeah.
hot day at this moment.
Dude, don't talk to me about fucking hot.
Yeah.
Oh, two little jackets.
Every episode,
scarf,
Ryan puts on more
beanies.
Layers.
Yeah, I know. Well, they fucking asked me this season if I wanted to wear leather chaps all the time. I was like, go fuck yourself.
I recommended ski goggles for you. A nice North Face under your cut.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'll park it.
This location's wild, because this location is literally, you know, a block away from our home set.
Somebody we were shooting the other day there?
Yeah.
Only
the
other way around.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it looks very industrial, very, you know, very sort of, you know, railroad, small town, you know, And literally, if the camera was pointing the other way, you'd be the main drag going through North Hollywood.
We shooting the ghetto.
Charlie's eating candy.
We
He was worried about the shot and the chin.
He's not in it. He starts eating candy.
So he's scared to you?
I almost bit it. Remember?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was fucking scary. I killed my star. That's good.
Oh, that's flogging. There's your frame as usual. No, you're in the frame this time.
Right? Yeah. You slid out, right? Yeah.
He's a cool cat. Tori. Very cool cat.
Love Tori Kittle.
At the end of this scene, I do a voiceover for Tommy.
Oh, that's right.
Edge of Free. There you go.
They made it to actually the actual final cut.
What did you do?
Tommy doesn't even know.
What's that? What's that?
We couldn't get a hold of you. So Charlie doing your Scottish accent.
Oh, that's when I was missing.
Tommy lost his cell phone for the seventh time. Yeah.
Well, you know what? They should put ropes on him or something, string. You know what I mean?
I have 75 different numbers for Tommy. Just call everyone.
I promise we walk out of here alive.
This bar, too, is... We shot the cemetery in Altadena, which is a cemetery that it's like the it's more of a set now than I think it is an actual cemetery. But this bar was literally right across the street in downtown Altadena, playing it as the hood, which is why we could only see that one direction coming in, because the other way you just see the cemetery.
That was our last night, wasn't it? That was the last shot, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the end.
Well, the season,
end
too. Yeah.
And we had a camera go down halfway through the day. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Man, it was brutal.
The gangster SUV gunned down my daughter.
How <I'll> suck.
Half sack was humping the
camera. Take what you can get, man.
Yeah, baby. That bastard is his nigga one more time, and that walking out alive deal we talked about.
This is a pretty big turn.
Off the goddamn table.
Someone went after one of my guys.
I should have shot that guy there.
Killed his wife.
Just hit him with a bottle.
Just hit him with a fucking ding.
Little etches in the side of his room. It wasn't knocked with it.
You're not trying to say that a bottle.
Take your word for it, because you're an honorable and a black man.
Shut up.
Ooh, nasty.
You're trouble with us.
No respect for the old. Oh, sorry, elder. I mean.
Shut up. Okay.
Or for the Scottish. Yeah.
Our business issues. Still.
Well, you looking at me laugh at Johnny. Is he some sort of attraction for me there?
Such a pretty face, Tom. I get distracted in the middle of shooting sometimes. I can't.
How's a lot of people, mate?
The Flanaconda.
The Flanaconda.
It's got its own smell.
Jesus, please.
Nobody wants to hear about the Flanaconda on the commentary.
You know what? This is what they say. Let's do it. Well,
Flanaganes.
Quickly.
Thanks, Bob.
That was my commentary.
Identify the
emotion. Don't make me knock you out.
We can't fight during commentary.
Who says?
Okay, Theo was Brazilian straight when he said. What do you call it, Brazilian?
It's a Brazilian wax.
Brazilian wax.
Brazilian wax would be bald. It would be more landing strip.
Landing strip, okay.
Why do I know that?
That's a lot. What about a Belgian gas mask? Why don't you discuss that for a while?
Bulgarian, Belgian.
What's this about?
There's a little interesting story during this scene, which I'll tell you as we're walking away, because I still have the scar on my hand to prove it.
What'd you do to the horse?
What'd you do
to
the horse? What the horse
did you? Did you lose a cell phone?
Yeah.
I'm remember the location. I still want to talk to that horse.
We go back there, hopefully. Yeah. Yeah, that's this was in Sunland. It was wild. There's all these little horse farms. And you know, this is maybe 5-acre lot this guy had, and but there's a bunch of them. We shoot our exteriors in Sunland, Tahunga. And on the main drag going into Sunland, there's about 4 or 5 of these stables.
I'm going to turn all 3 of those items over to Unser. And the only thing you'll be riding is a big black dude named JoJo.
This is great how the tables have just turned on Patrick.
I assume you got friends in the U.S. Attorney's Office. Maybe.
See, on The Shield, we were never able to make anal prison jokes. We'd get fined. So now, like, if I can throw one in every episode.
What's an episode without an anal prison joke?
It just doesn't, you know.
I try to throw them in my everyday life.
Is that because the Democrats got in office?
It was a rule Sean had. You know, we couldn't make any.
Oh, Sean.
I always appreciate the porn titles.
You know. I'm never above a cheap sex joke, so as most of you know.
Yeah, don't say.
Yeah.
I think that aptly describes my character for the year.
A sex joke?
Cheap sex joke. Cheap.
You're not cheap, Quan. You're a sex joke, but you're not cheap.
No.
You remember that scene before in the bullpen? You remember we had like no time?
No, we shot it in one, right?
We had time to do one take. Yeah.
I'll tell you, these episodes are much better when you don't fast forward just to your scene. There's some really good shit. Oh, man.
There's definitely a lot of people who are sitting here watching it because I don't think they've ever seen it.
Who's this guy?
The show is good.
funny.
You're just amazed. You're amazed Charlie doesn't have a British accent.
I was like, wow. Oh, Tebow.
Taylor.
You and me don't like each other all that much.
I think everyone does get a little method with it and give Taylor a bit of shit for being the cop in real life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad Johnny just said that because I was thinking that.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
We said when people come on the show, it's the first thing. If you're playing somebody against us, we're like immediately like.
What about the two cops that come up to us, Kim, to get photographs taken with us?
Yeah.
And they turned up again on set. I mean, it was a bit uncomfortable. Like,
really? Don't like being their cops.
Really, do you mean?
Yeah, they just.
I'm a little today.
Did anybody understand that?
No.
I got cops.
Let me just get all subtitled. Put it on the bottom of the screen. Yeah. What Tommy's trying to say is. He doesn't like cops.
What are you doing in that dialect? I understand you.
You live in your lair.
Speaking of that, weren't you originally supposed to be in green leather with a green
with a leather top hat? A leather top hat.
Did I look like a fucking leather look? Then you put fur round the fucking top hat. I was like, yeah, that's really got to work in 110 degrees.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Come on, continue my sexual exploits.
Come on, I never saw this.
You fill that out with the table.
This was my one.
You got something you want to say?
Thing I did, you know, most of this stuff I just let, put the camera where the action was, but I kind of wanted to do this thing on this one where we did actually the slow creep on Allie's character, and then the other way did this sort of the same thing to Bobby, and it sort of worked.
Kill Opie's wife.
Oh, well, you see, it was a mistake. The killer thought that he was killing Opie.
Who went after Opie?
You know, nobody says anything about Allie because, you know, she's married to the president of the network.
Is she?
Is she really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tommy's like,
she gave me her number.
She's not off, for God's sake. All right, baby.
Yeah, I knew that would open it up.
And Tommy's fired.
Tommy's fired. B45.
Somebody take his mic.
Your coat's on a shaky peg. Get out.
Just wait to hear the cheers at the end of the scene.
Oh,
I'm losing
everything. Max, so what's going on over there?
Yeah.
Are we back? I think so.
Hello.
Somebody didn't pay the power bill.
Yeah.
FX.
Basic cable, ladies and gentlemen.
You look very fetching in that uniform.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Beautiful animal, huh?
Oh, okay. By this time of the season, the only thing that liked me was that horse. So I wasn't going to leave that horse.
In the first draft, you were in the stable with it. And
I would have stayed there.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Thanks for the warehouse.
My mum saw the first show last night back in Britain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's airing in Britain now on Bravo. And she said, that's a hell of a rough crowd you're running with tonight. She said, are you sure you're okay? I said, no, they're actors. I said, look at me. She went, oh, you just look innocent, son. Like, who could have been a hat of gold?
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Mark.
That's a rough crowd you're
that's
running
with. That's a rough-looking crowd. I said, they're actors.
Look at Kimmy acting his little balls off. Go for it. I'm sorry, I thought that was fucking great.
It's the great scene. It's
did you do that in post?
I did.
Did you? That's CGI.
Stand up with me. Get up off your butt. There you are.
W.T. Rose
does.
This is a great scene.
We can make jokes all we want.
Well, the horse rejected him, right?
That's why he's upset, yeah.
I love you.
Oh.
You're so much bigger than him.
Baby, I love you too.
He's like your man.
Big rock. Kiss me, darling. Kiss me.
Donna.
The Brokeback theme song.
How's that go?
On a serious note, that was the first time you see Tig kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Gay it up a little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's just go. There's no point. I'm sorry.
I tried. Just give me that try.
Charlie finished his chocolate.
So now, as we're leaving this scene,
Ron
has his cigar.
Right there.
And
look at it burn.
We'll see as we walk away. The cigar is on my hand when I'm next to him the entire time, burning a hole. Oh. And because I am a professional, I know we might not get another take, we kept going with it, and I still have...
You're an idiot.
The scar right on my hand. Right there. He's burning me. Watch, you'll see. It goes on, and then the cherry got stuck on my hand. I don't know if this was the exact take we used. Rookies who get stuck being. Because we had to get very close to each other.
Well, we saw that with Kim and Ron a second ago.
You okay to do this?
I don't know what he's
doing. He turns around and puts it out on your neck.
And I'll have this scar for life. It'll make me always think of Mr. Perlman.
That's how I brand my club.
You're a member.
Yo, you're not really that short, are you?
I really am. What's funny? I'm 5'11", at least. I'm a big guy.
Right. 5'11"?
I'm not 5'11"? Who said that?
What's the matter, Jackson?
I got some information on Donna.
That's the exec producer's wife, Casey.
No information.
So don't say anything.
You know, this...
Are you be joining me?
This set, this office thing was sort of an afterthought. We need a little office. And... you know, it's literally the size of a closet, and we must have had like 30 scenes.
Yeah, trying to pack cameras. Yeah. Like 5 feet by 5 feet.
It's like one of those, you know.
And in August, it's like shooting in hell.
You know, we made it bigger this year?
Yeah. I haven't seen the new one.
Yeah, it is. It's like 4 feet wider. Yeah, yeah.
Paul's happy about that.
Yeah.
Very.
Shooting in hell.
I mean, the walls, we can't float the walls, but at least there's some more space. Look at that beard. That is...
Man. He looks like one of the Smith brothers. Yeah.
I figured out I can grow hair on my face. I can, so I did it.
Well, that was deep.
That was deep. Between Ron shooting in hell, him with the beard, there's our twisting table turn. Love it.
Shooting in hell. Boy.
Hell.
Is that...
You didn't know.
Is that Charlie in my chair?
You really haven't seen this.
I have never seen this.
You will fall.
That's fantastic.
I was in Budapest when this episode.
You saw it on iTunes, you said, right?
Well, some of it. You know the Iron Curtain. You're lucky if you get a few scenes.
Yeah, well, it's only 79 cents if you only buy your scenes.
Yeah, that's a big deal then.
Pathetic hopes and dreams. This is a book of failures and fixes. John.
My girlfriend at the time dressed up as Peggy.
Who, John?
From Halloween. And I felt illogically guilty coming to set afterwards for like a month.
You're telling
from Married with Children. Yeah, what else are we talking about?
Theo, didn't you say you saw some kids dressed up as us?
Yeah, that was Halloween last year. It was a pretty amazing thing, sitting outside.
Okay, advertise your bar. Go on. See ya.
No. Yeah, please. Just sitting outside a bar.
Happy ending.
Some small
happy
bar. Ending. Yeah. Happy ending on Sunset. Yeah. La Brea. It's one block east of La Brea.
You want to call for reservations?
Small bar. Small bar with fantastic food. Yeah. It's great on the weekends.
But no, it's good you don't want to promote that.
No, I would never do that. It's ridiculous on a commentary. I'm just sitting out there, and these, you know, I think it was five guys, if I remember. I believe I might have had a drink or two at that point. And they were all dressed as Sons of Anarchy for Halloween, and I had walked up to them from behind, and they were drunk and rowdy and just walking down Sunset. And I tapped on their shoulder, and I said, those are great costumes. And the guy, without even really looking, was like, what? Like, immediately being in the character of the tough guy, and he looked.
Who was he?
The guy who turned around was, I believe, Bobby's character.
With a pillow?
That's what he told me, the pillow. And they were in shock. But after that, I actually went and looked on Google, and there was a lot of people who did that for Halloween. Guess we're, it's gonna mean something. Huh.
Yeah, what? Explain yourself.
I don't know.
Anyway, back at the happy endings.
I was. See, now, Ron, you see he's in the other seat.
Yeah.
You seen Ron coming
through. No, this scene I watched. Okay, yeah.
He's not lying, ladies and gentlemen.
I always loved the little scooter helmet on the shelves.
Oh, that's the one I wore for the gag thing that never...
It was after party. Yeah, that was great. The blooper reel.
The blooper reel.
What was on the blooper reel?
I put that helmet on. I was
me and him.
Oh,
fucking around with the what's his name? Jamie.
Jamie with the finger in the
finger in the ass. No, exactly. Well, you need a finger in the ass.
Yeah, I had my finger in his ass. Yeah.
Wow. You guys are talking about that scene, right?
No, this is afterwards.
Some poor girl named Jamie was had my finger in her ass.
This had nothing to do with SOA. Yeah.
No, this is just me and Theo hanging out for the evening. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm gonna put my finger in your ass. Yeah, no problem.
All right.
That's a rough crowd you're hanging out with, Mr. Flanagan.
I know. My mom's terrified. I know.
Again, a pretty important scene.
I love all
that we've totally ignored. You smoke a lot of shit with your pub.
I fucking gave up 20 minutes ago.
Ron, why don't you tell us something about this scene?
Ron.
Well, let's see.
You want to sing about
this? This is the scene. This is part where Charlie gets up and walks around me.
But we better put this shit behind us. Suspicion. Resentment. That kind of shit.
You need a little craft service too, I see, Ron.
He had to take somebody down with him with a craft service.
I always have that many chins, whether I'm, no matter what my weight is.
I actually broke out the chin cam for this episode.
Oh, yeah. Special lens. You know where Tig
is? Oh, yeah.
I'm much bigger now.
This is going to be a great scene. See where I kick Kim's ass.
So not true.
This will be a long-running debate for a while.
Let's give Kim a moment to tell us about his hilarious theory on this scene.
All I can tell you is that Kim came up to me before the fight and just looked at me and said, I think Tig lets Jax win.
No, I know. There's no thinking.
Well, let's see how it plays out.
Oh, come on. But I need it to get the shit kicked out of me. That was the play.
That was the right.
And I did. Yes. And it was good.
Next time you have a need
one take
love.
Was a little off. I'm still feeling it.
Then what you're saying on record here is that you let Jax kick your ass.
I don't really have to answer that. Oh,
I handle this like men and just leg wrestle for God's sake.
A lot of testosterone in this cast.
FYI, this was the same actress who was the stunt actress when I slammed Allie's head against the table.
Sure. Oh. Oh, right.
This
is what you gave her as a reward.
I did,
for
taking the hit.
For taking the hit.
She took it very well, too. Yeah.
Give me that gun. Give me the gun. Take
this, I don't remember the actress's name because I, you know, I'm stupid, but the girl who played our witness here was fantastic. You know,
let's get over here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very convincing.
Who's actually? I think she's like 21 or 22, and you know, played that 16-year-old. She was great.
It's kind of late for a house call.
I was on my way home from work. Just thought I'd stop by and check in.
This is my waiting for Godot scene.
Right. I love how long you linger at the end. It's so awkward.
I know. And, just and in fact, I think that's exactly the quote the network used. it's a little awkward. That's the point.
And the sitting.
Look at the
sitting.
Look at the
fire.
There we go.
Yeah.
Is that cat? Oh, it's killed Charlie.
If you want to take
Charlie, are you on the pussy bike thing? Oh, no, you don't use the pussy bike.
It's Rod's bike.
No. Should we explain why he's wearing those accountant's glasses?
Those are nice glasses, Jack.
Yeah, they're actually KD's, the number one, you know, brand of motorcycle, you know, riders' glasses.
You have to wear eyewear when you're on a bike.
Plug it, get free stuff.
KD's. Skin is alive.
DL. Although they're only $5 a piece, so even on our budget, we can stretch for them ourselves.
Nice wee ATF coat on the head.
Big DL.
DL.
The real DL.
Sorry.
That's clever.
No, it really is. I actually just heard it. I was thinking about it for a second. I was like, the real. Just shows where I'm at.
All right, let's watch this frame for frame and see if.
See and gentlemen, in the gray corner.
Ding, 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 ding.
And in the blue corner.
Nevertheless.
Hailing from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
I gotta say, I feel like I already won the fight.
Oh.
Just with the way you came in.
Yeah.
In your temple.
Oh, but there it is.
Oh, no. No.
Both those guys are saying, thank God I don't have to go through this fight like those two are going to have
to go. I think DL's actually saying, I'd knock both those pussies out.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely saying no.
These guys just play tough guys. How many times did you guys actually do the fight?
15 hours.
Well, yeah,
it was a long time. You know, we don't have all that much time, but we did it
a few times.
A few times.
I thought this was really good, actually.
Yeah.
The girl and Charlie here.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Yeah. Look at us.
That's the hardest thing you can do, too. Just go into a show and cry.
Be scared.
You don't know anybody. Yeah. Just cry.
I think Charlie fucking pacified.
Theo does a pretty good job.
Yeah, that's true.
Me? Oh, I
cried and dropped all the time.
I'm an emotional wreck at any moment.
Will you guys shut up? I'm trying to watch this.
Theo can't shut up. He's on the patch.
Hey, I'm slapping it as we speak.
Will you slap it?
No, that's him, son.
Leave it.
Wow.
Extend up. Oh, that's easy. Oh, worse. Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go. Who gets the first pop?
He does. He always gets the first pop.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta be quicker then, don't you?
Oh, there you go. Oh,
yeah. He took a head against the table there. Yeah.
Oh, I complained about it. He still complained to this day.
See, he's got you now.
Yeah. And it was my idea to do the little handy cam. We actually used it in a couple shots.
Nice move, I think.
Almost like he's getting up slowly on purpose.
Yeah, like
right.
He's really hurt, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got up real quick.
Or at least out of breath.
I like that hand. That's
great camera work, Joe.
Who's on the out there? Is that Dave or Frakes?
Actually, it was Paul. Paul Graves.
Oh, I think that was the real hit, right?
Yeah. That
when
was.
I did my best to break your neck. Yeah.
That was. That was the neck breaking shot. Come on. It's more. I'm here.
Come I can on. Take it.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, see, but now I kind of might agree with Kim there.
Yeah.
No, man.
He
no.
Just did
he knew at that point. Yeah. He just thought, I got to let this go before this fucking guy kills me. I think that's what it was.
But look, he could still go right now.
Yeah.
No, he was done. He was needed.
He's done.
So bad.
Uh.
can't believe people are actually gonna listen to this shit.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Oh, they are.
I think they're gonna probably gonna think about it and maybe just excess this commentary. Cooler heads will prevail.
I think the fact that we're going in such depth about the scenes.
No doubt. And those commentaries are boring.
You know, we're actually, you know, it'll help the experience.
Yeah. Super education.
Yeah.
Yeah. Behind the scenes. This
book. Yeah, we're all the Robert Osbornes of North Hollywood.
I love you, brother. JT.
Anyone else get that joke?
I don't got a clue.
We'll definitely cut that line out.
Let's forget, who is the voiceover? Who is John?
Nick Guest, right?
Yes. Yes.
Who's Christopher Guest's brother?
I guess so.
Sorry. The voice similar to the man.
Sorry about that.
I emptied that out and filled it full of real liquor.
Jesus.
Yes.
I will say that Charlie was like, you know, can I have another bottle laying next to me? Because one bottle wouldn't put away Jack's. That was fantastic.
There's some left in the bottle as well. Lightweight.
There's actually three bottles.
Yeah, there's three in there.
There's two empties and one. Yeah. One. So two and a half.
And our homeless woman.
This is a pretty good waking up scene.
Yeah.
Red hair.
It's Farrah Fawcett.
So there were how many bottles in? Three of those size?
Oh, I guess that we couldn't use it. The snot rocket?
Yeah, no, we didn't use it. Did we use it?
No, I don't think he did use it.
Snot rocket?
He did a little.
Was hanky?
One of the morning snot rockets.
The name on that, we put that name on that mausoleum is Patmos, which is the, that was the name of the guy who was supposedly John the Revelator.
Oh, all right.
Just a little historical.
Now, kids, we don't want you to drink vodka and drive motorcycles. That'd be bad.
No, that's why I don't get on the motorcycle.
Yeah. Or preferably throw up in a graveyard.
Or puke in graveyards.
You're late to my wife's fucking funeral.
Walking up, tosses.
She cleans up well.
Vulnerable Ron Perlman. Love it.
Handshaking.
I heard this song when we were doing the pilot. I actually heard the Government Mule version of John the Revelator. And I knew I wanted to use it at some point, but it ended up working, I think, really well for the finale. And Bob Thiel, who's our music supervisor, you know, we got Curtis. I'm going to pronounce his last name wrong, Steiger, who sings our theme song do the vocals on it. But Bob did all these intermediary licks and musical interludes here.
Dying to get rid of that 110 degrees. Here, I'm a fucking blanket. Fuck you, I don't want it.
I have a hoodie on.
It's fucking California.
Thanks. I actually had somebody, I never know, I actually had like a bunch of people ask me, like, so did he fuck the homeless lady?
Right. The answer is yes, right?
And I'm like, that's not what I was going for.
Tell me, who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the Book of the Seven Seals. You know, God walked out in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name.
I love that gravestone. It just looks like a little hobbit thing. This is weird.
You got a small.
I like that shot.
John the Revelator.
A little crank.
Don't get your tattoo wet.
Now this is a serious
this is a shot. Yeah, look at that.
They actually let me rent the Technocrane for this shot, which was fantastic, which was a piece of equipment. We didn't let any other director rent.
This was a cool moment for us to be with that many motorcycles and that many really guys. Cool. And, you know, that really showed the world to us. With, I mean, how many guys do we have in total?
No, I had a bunch of people tell me that was, you know, like that's what it is. That's what it feels like. Yeah. That's what it, you know what I mean?
GL said that as well.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, there were so many bikers there that day, and you know, guys affiliated and guys not affiliated. Yeah. It was really cool. And this is at the cemetery in Altadena that so many movies are filmed there now. The guy actually built a morgue set.
Really?
On the lot.
That one we used?
We shot that in the second episode.
Not the whole place.
No, but he built it, and
do you see those boxes they had in the crematorium? Head this way. Head this way. You're like, oh, fuck that. I ain't dying.
Ever.
Ever. I refuse to go. What's up? Hey.
See you later.
Way to go.
Breaking hearts.
Great, I lose the baby, now I lose the guy.
Yeah. I got a bit of a fat lip there. What happened?
I was just about to say that. What happened? I just watched the fight 2 seconds ago.
They're Alzheimer's.
Ron, was it your choice to go with the essay look for this?
Yeah, let's just find that one. Get the white socks and shower.
I don't want to go into details about how that choice got made, but it was not my choice. No. No,
it's the beard again.
There he is, the biggest gnome in the world. You got to see Ryan's double. That's just fucking hilarious.
That's fun stuff. I'm actually thinking he's had some fun. Put up beard. I haven't seen his beard. Oh.
He was sitting in the makeup trailer next to me, and I thought, who the fuck is he doubling?
Chewbacca.
That's just such... Well, I'm not going to try to get serious and be bothered.
It's
such a cool scene that it shows just every single thing, what everybody's going through, and
And this also really, you know... This isn't tipping off anything, but really, you know, sets up the dynamic for season two, you know? And the idea that, you know, even though he tried to get rid of it, it came back.
Time for a change.
Is that gravestone? Does that have any...
That's John Teller's gravestone.
Was that John?
No, it's his brother's gravestone.
It's his son.
It's his brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't watch this episode.
No, you're not on this bit, Ron.
We figured that out about 37 minutes ago.
I didn't watch this scene anyway.
Nor do you read those parts of the script.
It's just
man, you really did.
It confuses the hell out of me when I see other people.
John Thomas Taylor.
We, real quick, you know, these were fake stones because there was actually a flat, the part of the cemetery where there were flat stones. And we CGI'd in like a bunch, but art department only made 5 names. Mm-hmm. So
we had to
put flowers on their names. We had to distort it because they. You know,
We had about 3 seconds to shoot this, and we realized that they were all the same. You were super happy about that.
Yeah, it was. But that's all those stones behind them are CGI'd. And that's something else we never did on any other episode.
We got a lot of breaks.
Yeah.
Good to be boss.
Yeah.
Are you peeing there?
Great.
You're into a great story.
Yeah. And on that note.